That is the audio, some of the audio from the Illinois Rock and Roll Museum induction ceremony last night. It was the second annual Hall of Fame induction ceremony. Ron, I'm surprised you're able to join us today because that was a party last night, and here you are ready to go today.
Well, I don't know if I'm ready to go. I'm a little worn out. It was quite a party.
Ron Romero is the founder and executive director of the Illinois Rock and Roll Museum on Route 66. How did Bob Surratt do as the MC or presenter?
Bob's all pro. Yeah. He's a great guy. We love him.
He really is. He is. And people sent in all kinds of pictures. And what kind of crowd did you have last night?
It was a good crowd, real good crowd. And everybody, all the feedback that we got from everybody, they just seemed to love it. We had a good group of people that put together the production for everything, tell a little history. We had somebody that would go up and induct our inductees for the night, and then somebody come up and accept. And in some cases, there were performances. We had some incredible performances yesterday.
So let's go down. Band and solo artist. Who did you induct last night?
Band and solo artist was Styx, Sam Cooke, Dan Fogelberg,
New Colony Six, and Chuck Berry.
Chuck Berry.
Yeah, that was the music we just heard. They were doing a tribute to him. And then songwriter Jim Peterik and Dennis DeYoung. And DJ John Records Landecker. I'm very excited.
You've heard of him, yes.
You know, I just adore him. I remember the very first time that I went up to meet him, and I know that he presented a video last night to thank you for his induction. Yep. I'm going to play a clip of that.
Hi, I'm John Landecker. This is my daughter, Amy Landecker. This is a video to say how grateful I am to be inducted into the Illinois Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I'm sorry I can't be there for the induction. Too bad, Bob. We got to stop this. 1977, John Landecker, Bob Surratt at the Jerry Lewis Telethon Fishbowl at Old Chicago, right? And then Amy doesn't know I have this one. Bob sent this to me today. He didn't know that you were going to be. Look at that.
Oh, wow. Oh, my
gosh. Can you make that out? It's the Bay City Rollers.
Wow. But I just want to say hi, Bob, and I'm really proud of my dad. He's the best dad and the best disc jockey.
Thank you.
Except for Bob.
Those two have quite the relationship, don't they?
They do, absolutely.
And then the radio station you inducted into the Illinois, I know you call it the, I always want to say the Hall of Fame, but it's not. It's the Illinois Rock and Roll Museum, but this is just the Hall of Fame induction, and it was our friends at WXRT. Did Lynn Bramer show up, or who accepted on their behalf?
Lynn actually did a video acceptance as well. There were a few things. Some people that were scheduled weren't able to make it, either for conflicts or whatever had happened, but they were, everybody was so generous in sending in videos it couldn't make it.
And then Gary of American Breed and Pumpkin Studios was inducted by Kevin Cronin of REO Speedwagon. So did you make some money last night? Because that's the point here, right? To get this thing off the ground and get support for it.
We made, it was very good. And 100% of that money goes directly to renovating the building and getting ready for the museum. So it was incredible support. I know that our merch table at the end of the night came up to me and said we sold out of almost everything. So that was good. And then the tickets and everything will go directly towards the museum as well.
Ron Romero is the founder and executive director of the Illinois Rock and Roll Museum on Route 66. And I know you're on with Surratt a lot. You've made a lot of appearances, not only on this radio station, but in the media. But for people who might just be catching you for the first time, share your passion for this. What's the drive behind it?
Well, let me first say that we're very thankful for all the media. You know, it's incredible to find out that you're on TV or radio. It's so surreal. I've had people call me and say that we were in the cab advertisements, in the cabs, downtown Chicago.
You've made it then.
You know when you made it, right? my passion is just I've been in music all my life. My family are all musicians, and I just have such a love for music. And there's been a lot of inspirations. Of course, Cleveland and Nashville has so many museums down there. L.A. has Grammy museums, and, you know, there's different things like that. But Illinois didn't have anything. And we all know that there's some great music from Illinois. I mean, we named a few today that got inducted. Last year, we inducted Cheap Trick and Stick and REO and Ides of March. And there was just so many bands and people say, you know, Muddy Waters and Buddy Guy. I mean, there's so much great music from Illinois. So just excited about it, very passionate about it. And the way to make this happen is to find crazy people that are just as passionate about this as I am. And we're all pushing together to make it happen.
And when do you think it will happen? When do you think it'll be, is it built and ready to go?
No, well, we bought the building. We've got some renovations in there. The community support has been really good. Trade unions have come out. Electricians have done, they've rewired the building. We've got bathrooms where bathrooms never existed in the building. It's a three-story building that at one time was a gold plaque. And in the 1950s, and then there's a lower level. So there's a lot of work to do. And we just kicked off a capital campaign. We're going to be raising $6.6 million to do this. So here's what we need to do. We need you to get 6.6 million of your friends to donate $1 apiece. And then we'll be right there and we'll be done with it.
Tell people where they can go to donate, because I know you can donate monthly as low as $5 a month, or yeah. You know, you can do a one-time donation. Where can they do that?
So things that you can find out about other things as well is go to our website. You can donate there. You can become a charter member. We have annual renewable charter memberships. We have lifetime memberships. Donations, any of that can be found on our website, and that's at roadtorock.org. That's roadtorock.org.
Well, I applaud you, because as a kid who grew up listening to all those bands and listening to Landecker and Surratt, I'm excited. I can't wait to visit once it's all done. So thanks for joining us, and congratulations on a successful induction last night.
Thank you so much. I appreciate the time today, too.
Lauren has your news coming up next on 720 WGN.